This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking at Chimney Butte near St. Anthony, North Dakota, as we speak live on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is back. No jury duty today. He's with us instead. Much more important duty right here on the radio. We appreciate that. The reason I'm looking at Chimney Butte, Todd, you know why I'm looking at Chimney Butte?
Why are you looking at Chimney Butte?
Because I'm at the Chimney Butte Ranch. And I have two big announcements today on the program. This is like breaking news big. This is like, Phil has that kind of fancy breaking news sounder. But whatever we need to do to have you realize this is big, like really big. Maybe you'll lean into the radio a little bit, whatever it takes. You're going to want to hear this. As we wait for the world to change, I've decided to make a change. You ready, Todd? I'm leaving
radio. I'm on the edge of my... You're not giving up your zero, are you?
I'm leaving radio. Yeah. I've decided to leave the business of radio. Much as I love it. Fact, all I know. But I've decided to be a rancher. Now, I don't know how long this career can last.
See, April Fool's Day is not for a couple of weeks yet, right?
I don't know. I'm not saying I can do it forever, because it's among the toughest work on earth, I think. And this is the question I have for the audience today. I mean, what's a tougher job in North Dakota than being a rancher? And we could probably put farmers in there too, so we don't turn it into a competitive farmer rancher thing, because most of it interchanges anyway, right? You're farming, you're ranching, but I'm just going to speak for what happened here yesterday. I arrived about 6 o'clock. I wasn't here a half an hour, and there was, okay, we got one ready to go. Could be 4 minutes, could be 6 hours. You don't know. So stay close. Turns out it was we go up, but I don't know, 10 minutes in, there's hooves coming out of the back of this calf. And within half an hour, boom, there's the calf. Now, I couldn't stop watching this. I couldn't. And, of course, we're at the Hilly Ranch here. Doug and Carol and Steph Hilly are my hosts here. And Doug jokes, he said, I've seen this before, so I'm going to go have dinner, but you're welcome to stay as long as you want. I said, all by myself in the barn. He did find me a folding chair, and I sat there and watched this, because I wanted to see this calf take its first steps. So, within minutes of this happening, the calf's out now. The mama is licking this calf, all right? And nudging this calf, like, get to it, let's go, let's go, let's go. And within somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 minutes, this calf, you can see kind of its the legs going out, like, I'm going to give this a try. Within 20, pushed up for the first time, and stumbling and taking face plants and everything else. And 25 minutes, walking around. Time for its first meal. Had to go find, the business end of a cow. So, I mean, just incredible. Absolutely incredible to see that and see it take its first steps. I have some video that I haven't been able to upload yet, but I'll have a little once I get to some where I can upload this properly. I'll have some video of this, but I got to tell you, I really want to know the answer to the question: is this the toughest job? For this reason, there's other cows, there's other heifers that are going to be kicking out calves, Todd, and it happens when it happens. You don't put it on a schedule. You know what I mean? So guess what? Last night, every 2 hours, you're out checking, okay, is this one close? And, some show up between the times you're checking. But obviously, you want to be there just to make sure there isn't a problem with the delivery. But it's an amazing thing. It really is an amazing thing. So as a city boy, as a radio guy, I just said, this is a better way of life. Tough as it is, because it is tough. And is there anything tougher? Please, I'm sincerely asking that question. I want to know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I have another question I want to ask you about these school walkouts yesterday. And they happened in a number of Fargo schools, which I'm sure will surprise nobody west of Castleton. But I'd love to know how this played across the state. You know, were they doing that in Kidder County School District? I'm thinking no. I don't know, but I'm thinking no. I'd like to know. Where did it happen? Where it didn't? What do you make of it? Another question for you. 800-228-0550. 258-0550. And the rest of the lineup on our show today, in a moment after my other breaking news, did you find the da-da-da kind of music, Todd, that it works for that? Or?
We're still working on that one.
Are you? Could you do it? Could you simulate it for me just to give me a little bit, you know?
Then, I don't sing on the radio.
Do I have to do everything?
No, that's...
What's the Fox News breaking news noise? How do they do it? Da da da, shoom. That's what it is. It's a shoom.
Shoom.
Isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll do that for shoom.
Thank you, Todd. You're right. Breaking news. More breaking news. We have a little scoop for you, folks. You heard it here first. If you were following our social media, you knew it even before I'm about to say it. This morning on Steve Hallstrom, Alex Taylor, Need to Know Morning Show, Phil Parker, Wild Bill, K-Fire 550, you heard this scoop. Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, the first VIP visitor of campaign 2018, will be in North Dakota. Mark it down, March 27th. Mike Pence, the Vice President, is coming. Why is that significant? It's campaign time. He is coming to do his part to make sure Kevin Cramer is the next United States Senator from North Dakota. So, how about that? How about that? I think that's kind of cool. And that'll be March 27th. That will be in Fargo. Mark it on your calendar. That's our other big news today. So we have other big news, but we better get to the business of the day. We are live, as I mentioned, from the Hilly Ranch. Doug Hilly is going to join us. Daryl Leach is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's Farm Bureau Week. We also have some more trivia time, 3B meets, Schweitzer meets, $75 gift cards from the Burley County Farm Bureau to give away today on the program. So be listening for a little trivia action coming up here momentarily on What's on Your Mind. But let's get to the calls. You're the most important part of the program. And David in Minot has been kind enough to call right out of the chute and get things going today on the program to talk about any of these questions I've asked today. Hello, David. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to put an exclamation point and a parentheses around your experiencing that miracle of birth there on the ranch. I was just coming back from, I got some small animals. I just got done feeding a little bottle baby, and it's pretty neat to see, you know, life starting out, you know, I mean, it starts out at conception and all of that, for those big animals in the summertime. But, you know, it's pretty neat, and I can see how a person can be drawn to that kind of a thing.
Do you ever get tired? Does it ever get routine or old, David?
No. And if I could make one other contrast, I think right now, I think it's Ford Motor. They're doing some recalls because I think one or two people maybe lost their lives because of a steering wheel. But, you know, how many babies get a chance daily? And we kind of turn a blind eye to that, you know, when they go to the abortion mills.
So interesting analogy, which, you know, the nice thing about, in my mind, farming and ranching, you know, yes, you have tough work. There's no doubt about it. And I would argue you have the toughest job, and you feed the world. So we love you, number one. But you get a little bit of, you know, bonus for that hard work. And that is to, you know, be in the great outdoors and witness the miracle of life. And I think that's where you come up with analogies like the one you did on the recall, right?
And this is sarcasm too. I mean, this is how you get to experience evolution, which I think is a bunch of bunk. So.
Well, that miracle's pretty special, David. I got to tell you, it's I knew I'd like it, but I don't know. I was moved by it more than I thought I would. I just sat there in awe in the quiet of a barn and watched that, you know, cow licking a new baby born calf and you know, nudging it to get going and its first steps. And I mean, the hair on the back of my neck standing up. It's just pretty special, pretty cool.
And say hi to Daryl. I remember his pigs, and I also remember a couple of winters where I got to ice fish with his dad on South Carlson Lake. He'll know where that is. So you guys have a good one.
I'll do that. Thanks so much, David. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Texture says, what's worse than being a farmer or rancher? Being a dairyman. It's 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They don't take days off. How about that? Well, I don't want to do the poor me thing because that's what liberals do. Let's do the who's out there doing the most with the best? Who's the hardest worker? I'd put that in the category. You think a dairyman is harder than a rancher, harder than a farmer? So, and kind of in the same category too. Where are we? I wouldn't be here without cheese. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a big fan. So text those answers in too, 367-2054. I also want to know, did the school where you live do a school walkout? I'm just going to guess the Valley had more than, Castleton and Larimore West. Call me crazy, but I'm guessing that's the case. 800-228-0550 to answer that question, 258-0550, or you can text me, or Todd. Todd's at 226-8503. Todd's a lot nicer. So, if you want a fighting chance of getting that text read, I'd text Todd first, 226-8503, and I'm at 367-2054. More from Chimney Butte Ranch coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Life today on What's on Your Mind, celebrating Farm Bureau Week. Dear Lisa, the Farm Bureau is going to join us, and we'll chat with Doug Hilly, our host here at the Chimney Butte Ranch, St. Anthony, North Dakota. Got a Burley County Farm Bureau question coming up to give away a goodie, so stay close to the radio here. We also love our callers. We don't exist without them. We love our listeners and our friends at Delta Constructors. Talked to Eric yesterday. And he said they are busier than they know what to do. They are swamped because, you know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say the names, but trust me, household names in oil production call these folks and say, do this for us, please do it. And about every week they add somebody else. So they got a lot going on. DeltaConstructors.net, if you want turnkey well site solutions, call Eric and the team, 406-250-8151, or online at DeltaConstructors.net. Here's a call from Fred that had a hilarious take on Hillary Clinton's comments about how men, white men, are the reason she lost, because they tell the wives and the people they work with, the women in their life, how to vote. Listen to this. And Fred, what did you tell me? Translate that. Tell me what you heard.
I think she's absolutely right. Now, my wife votes exactly the way I tell her to, and she does everything else exactly the way I tell. Wait a minute, I think she's coming. I gotta go. Bye.
We lost Fred. Good sense of humor. Thank you, Fred. And I hear you. And I tell you what, we've not heard the last of that whole deal with Hillary Clinton, because Heidi Heitkamp hasn't addressed it yet. Joe Biden's coming this weekend. What does he think about it? You know, can I go to the convention and find out what Joe Biden thinks about Hillary Clinton or Heidi Heitkamp or, Ben Hansen? Ben Hansen's my neighbor, you know. Ben Hansen was my neighbor growing up. Did you know that, Todd? The candidate for the House race? Yeah, my neighbor. Nice boy, nice family, wonderful family, unbelievable. He's not a boy anymore, obviously, but I like Ben a lot, good guy. He and Max Schneider vying for the Democratic nomination. I shouldn't have said that about the poor guy, but it cost him votes at the convention in Grand Forks this weekend. But we got to find we didn't play those yet, Todd. We didn't play I'll just tell you this, folks. I applied for credentials to go to the Democratic convention, and you won't believe the answer I got. That's all I'll tell you. Stay tuned. We'll get to that before the end of the program. Now CJ's waiting to chat with us from Dak Diesel. And I really, as I see the calendar turn to the back half of March, want you to think long and hard about taking advantage of a great special CJ has going right now. If you get your service scheduled in the month of March, you get a great deal. Tell us the deal, CJ.
Yeah, it's 10% off all major service, Scott. You know, so, you know, whether you... You know, like I said yesterday, whether you got head gaskets, injectors, basically almost whatever it is, as long as it basically entails a little more work, you know, it's 10% off all parts and labor, you know, so definitely get it in for this month. The other thing I wanted to mention real quick is to, you know, with all, you know, the Farm Bureau out there and, you know, all the farmers out there, ranchers too. You know, if you got a tractor that you got check engine lights on or it's lacking power, you know, with spring work coming up, definitely give me a call. I mean, I can help with the check engine lights. I can do things to give you a little more power, get you down the field faster. And the other thing is you're going to gain fuel economy. So you're going to gain dependability, fuel economy, more power, and it all goes to your bottom line, getting your work done faster. So definitely give me a call on that, too. I got great specials for that. And even if it's just a service truck, I had a guy yesterday that his service truck is lacking power, so I'm getting that in. So definitely give me a call. You can call me at 258-5011 or on my cell at 210-0888, or look me up on the web, or even like me on Facebook.
Sounds good. DakDiesel.com, or give him a call. CJ, take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Scott.
Texter says, the toughest people I've ever met were either a farrier or a sheep shearer. Is that, am I saying that right? Farrier? How do you say that, Todd? All grit, little glory. Todd's he's the English teacher here. Sheep ranchers and dairy farmers rank up there as well. All right, I'm going to put ag in the one category without question, short of maybe working at the elevator where you can set your hours or whatever. You know, I think it's the toughest job, but just, you know, this every 2 hours checking the cows calving season thing really led me to believe that this might be the toughest, but I want to know your answer to that. Another texter says Aberdeen had about 50 students walk out last night. Kind of ridiculous, they say. So Aberdeen, South Dakota. Is it true some of the kids that walked out got violent with the police? Thought I heard that. Don't know about that. But, Todd, the other cut I wanted to play was Davies High School. I think she's some sort of position of leadership in the student council. I forget her name. I apologize. But she had a view on the Second Amendment that put me back on my heels. I could not believe what I heard. Do you have that cut, Todd? Go ahead and roll that.
Amendment is important, like it's part of our rights and stuff, but I think we have to look back on when it was created, because it was definitely created in a time where we had just gotten like our freedom from like Great Britain, obviously, and we had fears from like of tyranny, like government, like that. So I feel like we need to go back and relook at it and rethink about how we're living in America now. Because acknowledge that the time has changed, and so we need to change with it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is a student. Did she miss history class on the Second Amendment of the Founders? Yeah, I get the Second Amendment, I respect it. But you know what? It's old. It was done a long time ago. Oh my gosh. Well, so was America. The idea of America was done a long time ago. You want to get rid of that? Because you will if you get rid of the Second Amendment. You can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable, and there's a lot behind this that we don't know about that doesn't have enough sunshine, and I'm telling you, stay tuned, because my friend Chris Berg from the Point of View show last night, check out his Facebook page if you haven't seen it or if you missed the show last night. He's got this. We're going to be talking about this in the coming days. John on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I want to know your feelings about, or what your thoughts are about President Trump's and his attorney paying off the porn star, or he paid off a few of them, but Stormy Daniels. What's your thoughts on the president paying off a porn star to keep?
How do you know the president paid off a porn star? How do you know that? What? Give me the facts that tell you to believe that.
The closest we can get to it, Scott, is that the attorney said, "I paid his bill. I paid the $130,000." His attorney. That he's had that his side for.
Well, that isn't Donald Trump. That isn't Donald Trump.
No.
You just gave me fake news.
Hold on. And then the attorney said has been complaining that Trump stiffed him. He isn't paying him the $130,000 back.
Sounds to me like the story's changed quite a bit since the one you first presented.
You know something? Eventually, Scott, it's all going to come apart for you, and your support for Donald Trump and all.
See, here's the deal, John. Let me just say what John, hang on a second.
Can I have a point of view on your show?
Well, quick, go ahead, because I'm up against the clock. I'll let you have the last 30 seconds. Say everything you need to say.
You take it. You need it. There isn't enough time in the world for you to explain this guy. Goodbye.
All right. So you said your piece. There's not enough time in the world for me to explain this guy. You hate Donald Trump. I get that. Dyed in the wool, left, liberal people. I don't know how many people who are that liberal can understand when somebody comes to buy something that the people who are trying to take your money are ever going to. Never mind. That's a whole other story. I'll say this. We don't know if it's true or not. When it's true, we'll deal with it. Right now, it's fake news to me, and it's unimportant in the grand scheme of $20 trillion in debt and a country under attack. That's it.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables, too. Vince, big month of savings to go in March, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which is through the remainder of March, which means you can get 60 months no-interest financing on all Hot Spring hot tubs, and including the Ace saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models right now, you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It is Farm Bureau Week, so guess what? We're going to do some more trivia, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And Burley County Farm Bureau has been nice enough to give us some gift certificates. $75 in meat. Is that not just perky right up? 3B meats, Schweitzer meats. Right now we're going to do the 3B meats. 3B meats gift certificate. And to answer this question, you call us at 258-0550. I thought about asking that of our guest here in a moment, but I thought it might be a little bit easy for him. Several breeds of beef cattle are raised in North Dakota. What is the dominant beef breed? All right. Several breeds of beef cattle are raised in North Dakota. We're on the Chimney Butte Ranch, St. Anthony, North Dakota, where one of them is being raised. But what's the dominant beef breed? Can you tell me that? If you know the answer to that, 3B Meats, 75 smackers in beef. You call us at 800-228-0550. It's Farm Bureau Week, so we thought we'd be here and talk a little bit about what's happening, and a good time to be on the ranch. And to our host, Doug Helley, we say thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, and thank you very much for coming out and spending the night with us. And you did a really good job, Scott, because after you came, we never had a calf. It's the longest period in about 3 weeks that we haven't had a calf, so you must have just scared the hell out of them.
Well, I came here to make sure there were more calves, not less calves, but we still know they're coming. It's just a matter of when, right?
And we do thank you because we got the most sleep last night that we've gotten in weeks.
And by the way, that was still at two-hour intervals.
Correct. You know, we're still checking, but it goes a lot quicker and you get back to bed quicker.
Wow. Do you ever take this for granted?
Yes, at times we do, and after seeing you marveling at the miracle of life yesterday, it made me sit back and think of, how much we do take for granted, and made me really think about what we do, and thank you very much for waking us up again.
Daryl Lease is here, president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Daryl, I have asked the question today of the audience. Is ranching the toughest job in North Dakota? And, then is farming? Somebody said, well, what about dairy? That's 365, 24 hours a day. This is tough work, isn't it?
I tell you what, anytime you're dealing with livestock, because here's the thing, Scott, that people really don't realize the passion and what's in the heart of people that raise livestock, they're caring for another living animal. And they take that so serious, and it's a 24-hour-a-day job. and it's a job that's always on their mind, even if they do get a chance to get away, which the guy that texted in about the dairy farmers, they get very little chance to get away. That's absolute truth. I mean, you've got to be there twice a day for milking, 365 days a year. And so even if they do get away, it's still on the minds of those folks when they get away that there's still living animals that are back at their places, at their farms and at their ranches that have to be cared for.
And, you know, I think the thing people do not understand as well, I think about this a little bit when the whole Farmers Union, Farm Bureau argument, family farm, what makes it a family farming, that the business of farming is, it's the enterprise of North Dakota, and it's huge. I mean, this is a big business.
Number one industry in North Dakota is agriculture. These folks are businessmen and businesswomen out here. They are not just the farmer. They're not that picture that you see, you know, the American Gothic, where that's the pitchfork and the overalls. You know, this is business. This is, you know, one day of things going wrong can turn that business upside down for a long time. And so they have to pay attention to very specific detail. And we're at a ranch today that has to pay extra attention to extra details because they provide seed stock for other folks that are in the cattle business. And so there's an extra level of attention that gets paid to, you know, what are the genetic traits that are going to get passed on, what are the efficiencies, and one of the most important things is what is that attitude of that animal too, because we don't want to see people get hurt, because there's enough challenges and enough situations that farmers and ranchers get put in that you don't want to be the one that is responsible for someone doing that, even though they're animals, things are going to happen. But those are important things too that as someone like Doug here looks at each and every day when he goes out across his herd and makes those kind of decisions also.
More with Doug in a minute here. I want to talk a little bit about just kind of what we did yesterday, and everybody should know I did push feed. I did push some feed, and I did kind of keep watch on a new calf. Let's answer our trivia question here, which again was: several breeds of cattle are raised in North Dakota. What is the dominant beef breed? For a gift certificate from 3B Meats today, Phil in Gladstone, do you know the answer to that question?
Yeah, it's Angus.
It's Angus. Phil is exactly right. How about that? Congratulations, Phil. And
you hang
on a moment. Manny will get your name and full name and address, and then we'll send you a flat certificate, okay?
Sounds good.
And for all of those that groaned the second he said Angus, you need to know we have another question next hour, courtesy of the Burley County Farm Bureau. So should be a lot of fun. So tell Daryl here how I did doing what you had me do. And your daughter had me doing most of it.
But. Well, last week when it snowed, we heard you extolling the absolute benefits and how much fun it would be for this 8-year-old kid to drive the four-wheel twice a day, pushing up feed, and you thought it would be a real picnic. So last night, after some challenging instruction from my daughter, you finally mastered the feat of driving a 3.5-foot wide dozer blade on the front of a four-wheeler and pushing feed over so the cattle could eat for the evening.
That was fun, actually. I loved it, and I did. When that heavy, wet snow hit, I'm like, somebody called and said, you need a four-wheeler with a blade on the front, and now I drove one. And I, other than the reverse thing, I want to pretty much shoot Honda over that reverse deal, but other than that, it's hard to get that thing in reverse, but otherwise
It's not our favorite project either, but the folks from Open Road Honda have done a great job of supporting the Farm Bureau. They do a great job of supporting their product. They know that we don't like certain things about it, but overall, those Hondas have treated us very, very well.
Yeah, no, it's a good rig, and they are good folks at Open Road Honda. We've actually broadcast there before for the Farm Bureau. And I was going to say, after you do it about 3-4 times, then it's just mastering it.
It's like anything else. It's not the same as what you had. Once you get used to it, it's certainly livable, and you can work around it. It gets the job done.
Another thing I learned, well, I should back up, because Doug was kind enough to say, city boy, don't come out here in your preppy jeans and, tennis shoes. How did I do on the attire? The coveralls, the boots?
A brand new $120 pair of muck boots that started him upright.
My wife just heard that now. You know how much trouble I'm in?
Yeah. That's your problem, not mine.
Business expense. Business there you go. Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
Yeah.
The coveralls weren't insulated, but they weren't bright orange either. So you did great there.
Okay.
And my parka was... certainly big enough for you, so we got you by, and at least the park is smelled like cows, so the cows wouldn't run when you got into the barn.
I know. I wish I had had a photo of that get-up yesterday, because the kids would have laughed for years over that one, for sure, seeing Dad all gushed. We might have to get out there yet one more today.
Yeah, we get a picture of that, and it'll be a new trend in the high schools in Fargo.
Exactly right. So, okay, the attire was okay, and then another thing I learned, we walk into the barn, you hand me a pole. Like, what the heck's a pole for?
Sorting stick, basically, as you've seen us use it, it's to guide the animals and move the animals. It's a visibility thing that they can see, but it's also a defense issue. If somebody turns around at you, you can get their attention rather quick.
One thing I noticed, because the one calf I did see come into this world that was so fun, if I would as much as whisper, Mama's staring me down. That's a maternal thing or what?
Most years our calves are born outside. As you see the terrain here, our nearest neighbor is a mile and a half away. We do have coyotes around. We do have predators around. And the cow moves off away from the herd to have the calf by herself. She has an instinct to protect that calf, be it a couple of coyotes or whatever. And if you challenge them, they'll get in your face rather quick.
Daryl mentioned earlier just the business of this, the business of farming and ranching. You told me a story last night about the world record for the price of a bull. Talk about the business side of the ranching side.
Well, it's certainly not a wide margin business. It's a narrow margin business. You go through a lot of money, but not a lot of profits. If you want to raise livestock, and I think Daryl will concur, you have to have it in your heart, because there's a whole lot of ways of making a whole lot more money faster than there is in raising livestock. But it is a very rewarding business, and we've met some of the greatest people in the world in the seed stock business throughout the U.S. and throughout the state. So it's been great for us. It fit our personalities, and it allowed us to grow the ranch and make a few dollars so we can eat.
How does somebody, you know, market a bull to get the biggest price ever, world record price, top price ever? How does something like that happen?
Number one, you have to have a reputation. And you're talking about Kelly Schaaf. He has certainly earned the reputation. He's a master breeder. He's a master feeder. He's a master marketer. He is one of the people in the beef business who has put all the loose ends together and is capitalizing on it with quality cattle, and certainly a wonderful, wonderful person if you ever meet him one-on-one.
That's neat. And you just had your bull sale, right?
Yes, we did.
You got any left? Can I buy one?
Absolutely. A good bull breeder will always have a few left, because something will happen to one of your customers' bulls when they go out to pasture. Hey, do you have another bull? We need something real quick. Having a bull or two around, or a few bulls around, to service those last-minute needs, it's part of our business, part of what we have to do.
I saw one in the barn that's going east somewhere, right?
Yes.
Delivery included.
He's delivery included.
My goodness.
Yes. That was a heifer that you've seen. We sold two heifers that are going to Alabama, but the snowstorm kind of put a kibosh on our travel plans, and we decided we're going to keep the heifer here, calve her out, and then deliver it after it's calved. And between the snowstorm that came and all of our calves coming, I just couldn't get away to make a trip like that.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to chat a little later, because you got to go. What are you doing now? What's next?
We're feeding for the day.
We have the benefit of the video monitor, so we can kind of keep tabs on a few of them. Looked like some thirsty cows there a minute ago.
Yes. And as you said, and Daryl alluded to, it is a business. You're sitting at my desk. The computer's there. We all carry smartphones at the place. We have the calving cameras, so we can keep an eye on things from the house. And the camera system is set up that we can pull it up and do it on our phone as well.
Yeah, they actually were watching me sitting in the folding chair that Doug found for me, for watching intently every moment. Pretty cool. All right, Daryl's coming up more on the tariffs and trade. Top of the hour, and Doug will be back at the bottom of next hour. Stay tuned, folks. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Alicia. Ollie's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Burley County Farm Bureau knows that agriculture and our young people are two of our state's most important resources. It's important to give young people every opportunity to be prepared for the future, and why we support the NDFB efforts to provide scholarships each year to high school and college-age students. Go to ndfb.org and click on the Education tab to look for the scholarships. Applications are due in the Fargo office by March 15th. That's ndfb.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You want a deal? Everybody loves a deal, right? Of course we do. I got a deal for you. My friends at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City have, again, a great deal. Two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. This week, Valley City location, 2015 GMC Yukon XL. Such a good deal. If you don't buy this, I'm going to buy it on my way back through tomorrow after getting up to Watford City. One owner again. It's a trade-in. One owner. See, these folks know these vehicles. That's why they're so great. So it's like buying a new one. So they know the history. 52,000 miles. That's like new. Leather seats, DVD, and navigation. It's priced at $48,995 today only. 47996. That's really incredible, folks. 47966. Tell them Scott sends you beautiful brownish gray color. You got a really unique look to it. The color looks sharp with the 20-inch chrome wheels. And hop online, check it out, PucklageValleyCity.com. Again, we're talking a 2015 GMC Yukon XL, one owner trade, just 52,000 miles, loaded up. Today only $47,996. Man, is that a deal. Puckett, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online at Puckett.com. All right, friends, let me see here. We have Jim the Flagpole Guy and a little light on Liberty. We got to do that. But poor Jack has been waiting a while. Jack, I understand some kids walked out in Aberdeen yesterday. Tell me quickly what happened there.
The principal was pleased with handling themselves. It was about four dozen students that did it. It was led by the students, not the staff. And principal said it was nice that the students wanted to be active, and he was proud of the way they conducted themselves. There was no fights or anything with the police or anything like that.
There are some rumors that it happened that way. I still want to get to why they're walking out, though. I mean, in other words, did this just start in the lunchroom one day? Start after basketball practice? Or are they jumping onto some larger cause, which has a lot of really concerning tentacles? You know, but I mean, to the point that it's America, it's the First Amendment. I mean, I don't know what you think about it, Jim the Flagpole Guy, but part of America is saying your piece. So there's a part of me that's okay with this if it's just organic, innocent, and happening in that regard. I don't know how they handle it with other causes. How do they decide it's okay to do it for this but not for another? But it is liberty at work, is it not, Jim? Jim, are you there?
Liberty is everything to do with life, and it connects with where you're at today regarding the life of a calf and a farmer. And if these students are genuinely supporting life and their heart is there, more power to them. But, you know, a lot going on in this country where the kids are kind of being manipulated, so we have to kind of be careful as to, you know, what they're being taught and what the children don't drive themselves to all these different, these protests. And when they run out and they protest, you kind of just got to wonder, some of their messages might be a little skewed as to.
Right. That's what worries me about it. I mean, part of me says, look, I mean, I'm glad they're active. I'm glad they're concerned. But, here's the most chilling part of it. This anti-Second Amendment commentary is all the same everywhere. They're using the same wording, the same phrasing, and that makes me a little bit concerned that this is a, you know, they may be pawns in this. They may not be part of the larger thing, but still a worry. But you're right. Life on the ranch, a life of liberty means people get the chance to say whatever they want, and I think that's okay. I really do. I just wonder if they shouldn't be doing it on their own time. What else is on your mind today?
Well, today we celebrate the first fold of the flag, and that is, it represents life. And the American colors is a strong representation of life, and it's in our we pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that's what we're all about. And, you know, I signed poll number 15 today. I'd like to thank a wonderful gentleman, Michael, out of Tioga. He heard us, and I drove up there this morning, and he not only bought a pole, but he bought a really good pole that's engineered for the environment, and that's what we're all about. We're about single shaft poles. We're about poles that hold up to the weather, that don't have parts on them, that wear out quickly. And people are getting excited. I'm getting all kinds of calls. And I can't wait for the warm weather, Scott. How about you?
You and me both, that's for sure, because, of course, that's when the action really happens. And if you missed the 100 goal, we set a goal. We just said, let's be bold. Let's go out there and get a goal. And we want Jim to put up 100 flagpoles in North Dakota in 2018. We assume that would have to start, of course, when things are thawing and people. But already 15 out of that goal are there, so 85 to go. Give him a call today at 701-571-3524, ndflagpoleguy.com. And if you already have a flagpole and need flag service, they do that, and you're going to get a quality flag that's not going to... You told me a story the other day about a farmer that was looking up at his flag saying, I thought I'd be replacing that by now, maybe a couple of times. Boy, you sent me a quality flag. So know you get quality work when you work with Jim as well. So it's important that you're going to get a rock solid deal. Talk to your neighbors. Say, hey, you want to do one? I want to do one. Talk to friends and family across town or whatever, because that's the best way to do it. So as we get to 100, we do, you know, some in Williston one day and next in Wahpeton. You know, then we hit Jamestown and, you know, just keep on going town by town. So, Jim, have a great day, my man.
Called the Buddy Program.
The Buddy Program.
In the Marine Corps.
That's right. Get the Flag Buddy Program going. Call this man, 571-3524-ND, flagpoleguide.com.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.